Let me see if I can think of...
Perhaps if there was some way to reinforce their prison or some such.
We can encase the rubies in diamond. Diamond's pretty hard to break.
No, I'm afraid that is outside my budget.
That's not incredibly expensive, incredibly difficult, and...
Then we can use them as ornaments!
So every day I walk through the loft. I just don't feel comfortable.
A Christmas tree full of...
Christmas tree begins long.
Well, perhaps if there was some possible way to ensure that, unless it was shattered into tiny pieces.
We could try and relocate them. I'm sure the housing estate would have a safer place than...
Why don't you deal with the more immediate problem of who's delivering them to him? Or taking them from him?
Yeah, why don't we stop the supply and then deal with the stuff that's already... supply and then deal with the stuff that's already here. There's not much we can do to... Breaking into and robbing a museum is not necessarily the brightest thing to do.
I wouldn't.
I want the Kali statue.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not magical and not evil, so it's fairly low on our priorities.
Actually, I've never detected it. It might be magical.
No, one finger is. Kali's middle finger.
One finger on every arm.
And one palm, and we call it Kali's five finger slap.
So we should track down
Gudan
High.
Gudan, yeah.
Yes.
Mm. What do you suggest we do when we meet him? Trying to expose him?
Catch him, try to get him to admit that he's not up and up. So he would discredit himself to the curator, which means he would believe us more. Mm. Since you are legitimately a daughter of a important person, and he is legitimately a famous person, and well, somewhat famous person.
You're famous? I've never heard of you before.
Famous person.
Oh. I've won a couple of fencing tournaments.
Back in high school.
Against crippled... girls. This was before.
Boy, it was a vicious fight with that quadriplegic.
He could barely move his wheelchair at the end.
He was exhausted.
The rapier even fell out of his mouth because he couldn't use his arm.
I'm going to hell.
Why are you going to hell? I'm the one making the joke.
We're all going to hell. There, is that better?
Okay.
So, I recommend you find your friend.
He's at the Salty Fish.
He's probably not there anymore, but it's a good place to start.
I don't want to watch him longer, but he saw me.
Yes, well, perhaps I'd best not go along, or at least not be associated with you if I do. Or, you know, not walk in with you at the same time.
Why not?
I'm not a particularly sneaky one.
We're not sneaking around.
I'm not particularly up on the nuance either about, you know, hiding in corners and plotting.
So we were hiding.
Does he even know that you're associated with Lee?
No, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Then you walk into a pub.
Yes, not at the same time as Lee.
Conveniently,
yeah.
As her, doesn't it?
In England.
Doesn't happen. It's impossible.
Only Irishmen go to bars.
In England.
Well, shall we get going?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, head off to the Salty Fish. He is no longer present. Go ahead and give me your streetwise.
Sure, I'll have this.
I got a -2.
I do not assist.
I got a 10.
I got a 16.
Oh,
not to assist.
So you two walk in, completely asking different questions, you swear. Dong Hai, Asian guy, yay tall, bunch of friends. Yeah, they went down to the docks. Or they went down to a warehouse.
Okay.
They said to give this car to the group of four people who is going to be arriving soon. So I assume you're the group of four? His friends?
Probably.
Package has been delivered. Things are proceeding according to plan.
Oh, maybe we're not.
Either he's confusing us with someone else, or I'm not very up on this lingo.
I think they're taking us to someone else.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Where was it intended?
Asian person with a bunch of other people.
Oh.
Well,
shall we check out the warehouse?
Do we know where the warehouse is?
Oh, yeah, that's easy
enough. That warehouse down there. What warehouse? There's 10 of them.
This is an arm murder. All right, see.
Sorry, wrong shady deal.
Anything supernatural here? No. All right, someone else will get you. All right, thank you.
All right, let me erase the battle map. Okay, so as you guys are, of course, getting close, you'll notice that a lot of the warehouses, this is something I probably should have mentioned earlier, kind of has basically what I would call rent-a-guards. People who kind of stand on the roofs and kind of, you know, watch to make sure that no one's messing with the warehouse, because honestly, that's how they make their money, is protecting the warehouses. So when you guys get to warehouse 13, because I like...
You mean warehouse B?
That's right. You guys will notice that on top of it, unsurprisingly, are four guards, and they seem to be kind of generally keeping an eye out. There is kind of a fire escape that leads up to the roof, as designated by that. And there's kind of, you know, trash can and stuff back here.
The guys are on the roof, looking down it.
Yeah. Well, they're just generally keeping an eye out. They don't seem necessarily cabal-like, but you do notice that they actually have rifles. Not pistols, not clubs. Rifles.
Nice.
You can't really see the inside of it. There is only one entrance. There are little, like, skylights, but they are on the roof.
So how do we want to approach this?
Since this is now the infiltration part, I will let you guys discuss more. Because that's what I like having you guys do. Discuss before bloodshed.
Should we like run up to the fire escape, kill all four guys, walk in?
We don't even know if...
We don't need to kill anyone.
Yeah, we don't know if they're even with the glow.
You didn't get the joke.
What I could suggest is that perhaps one or two of us can go sneak onto the rooftop best we can, while the other ones go in the front, because the note says that he's expecting us. Well, he's someone.
Expecting someone. I don't think it's us.
And just say we're here to see him.
Well, I vote me and the mayor can go and up to the front door and speak with whoever might be there. And
I have no pennies.
You two ladies can sneak up the fire escape or what have you.
I can try.
Okay.
I feel unprotected.
No, I'm sorry, you can't have any of mine.
If I roll a one and a two, I get a two. There's not a damn thing I can do about it either. It's a stoop.
If you get double ones, you break another knife.
How did I break a knife sneaking?
Damn it!
Alright, so
well, do you want to go out the front then? Because you can speak Chinese. None of us can.
That's true. You could be that person.
I guess I'll go through the front.
And just have one person.
Do you want just me on top or just all four to walk in?
It did say group of four.
Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was a group of four, so we can show them.
Sure. All depends on how you guys want to go with this. All four at the front door?
That's what we're doing, apparently.
Sure.
Okay, that will mean that there are four people who can shoot down if on from the skylights if things get messy.
That's fine.
I don't think it's fine.
Well, it's not fine, but you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Shut up.
But when we walk in, we can see where the skylights are positioned and try and move to where it would be harder for them to hit us. Because it is a warehouse, it's probably full of stuff.
I trust in them being bad shots.
How about this? Why doesn't one of us go scout?
Oh, yeah, friend.
No, Benny.
What I suggest is we have one person go up on the skylights. Or, you know, on the rooftop.
Or dork middle, so then you open them, they make a...
No, they're one. And they sit about an inch above, so they don't even make any noise.
I can just see that. Rule hunting it.
Okay, see me in.
I think they noticed.
This is obviously a video game. You think they noticed?
No.
It's obviously just the way.
Baru?
Baru? Run down the hall, run down the crates, and put a box over your head.
Ninja! Who did this?
Who did this?
I sit on the bench.
You sit on the bench. Okay. My personal favorite is in the middle of Assassin's Creed 2. Who did this? There's this guy holding his hands down, bodies surrounding him, going, I don't know. As he covered in blood.
I did that fun times when I was all 2 years. When I was just bored.
Of course, then there's the, who did this? All right, I'm safe here in this well. Hey, there's someone in here! What?
How did you...
I killed a named person by doing that. Tied in the well, grabbed them, pulled them down. And I was holding them as we fell down, and then something.
Let me monologue with you.
As you fall into the water that apparently is going to kill you.
I think it's more the fall than the water.
It depends on how deep the well is.
Yeah.
We're all going in that one time?
Anyway, as I was saying, I think we should have one person on top, and then the other thing at bottom, we could just say someone had family problems.
How would that work?
I don't know.
I assume there's no cover up there or anything.
There's some cover up there, yes. There are things like barrels and crates and whatnot that they do keep up there. But it is also slightly sloped because a flat roof would just collect all the water and collapse.
Yes.
Slope will allows it to kind of...
So if you want,
just
like,
to kind of give it a nice image for it.
Where are you gonna
it's kind of like this little walkway that has a slope. This is to designate the walkway, and this is the sloped part.
Okay. Well, then what I can try and do is I can do my best on the top, and when combat does occur, I can try and keep these guys off of you the best I can.
Well, that would be helpful.
Because Renin bullets, they're not very friendly, and they hurt.
I do anticipate a fight, most likely.
Yes. I'll do my best not to get caught and alert them prior.
And do try to be careful while you're up here as well.
Yes. I will be mindful of my surroundings.
Okay.
Am I the only person with psychic power that I know of in Tommy Chang's
thing? Well, you didn't really notice your psychic powers until you gained morals.
So being psychic made me moral of a good guy?
Because you began to realize that other people had emotions. I don't know.
No, Ivan. With great power
comes great responsibility.
You are so bad.
Your dying uncle told this to you.
I had an uncle?
Yes,
he's dead now.
killed by a random mugger. Or was it? Or was it?
It was a sand dude. Who didn't really mean to shoot him.
Or was it a fish?
Anywho. Or was the man really dead?
No, it was the Joker.
Wait, what?
Damn, Joker!
He's beginning to cross us.
Why talk about beginning? I think he already did a couple times.
Anywho.
Well, War Hulk. Confusing.
Okay.
No, I was reading one. Thor Hulk versus Spider-Man Hulk.
Well, Thor Hulk isn't much of a stretch. It's pretty much just a green Thor.
No, actually, he's completely blue, shooting lightning out of all of his body, and has glowing white tattoos all over. And holds his hammer.
I saw a bunch of... on DeviantArt, there's like a huge name where people Tronify Marvel heroes, such as Spider-Man and Iron Man.
Spider-Tron.
Well, you don't do much for Iron Man.
Yeah.
How about Megatron? Megatron? Tron?
Tron, Megatron.
Anyway.
Okay. I will start heading up once you guys actually start talking to the front guys, so they'll be slightly distracted.
Cool.
So, we three... we'll go up.
Alright. So, you three will go up. Jessica will need to give me a stealth check.
Wow.
Hey,
guys.
Yay. Nine. Okay. Alright, so you basically kind of run to the cover at this point, and then you can run up when you start hearing things getting up.
Okay.
Or are you going to start, like, going up there now?
Yeah, I was going to go up to the rooftop and find a place to hide. Yes, on the walkway. Don't ever expect me here! Ow! Someone stepped on me.
There's obviously, like...
Anyhow.
Cardboard box.
You kind of walk around
that. Cardboard box for you to hide in.
You'll notice that the doors are, of course, closed.
What would be the proper thing to do? Should I just open the door?
I don't know. You're the one with criminal experience.
Just go.
I'm pretty sure that there's some sort of set thing that you're supposed to do.
I think
usually you kind of have like a number of knocks that you do, like kind of as a signal to show that you're a member of the gang. Yo,
I guess I'll give my knock.
With the little owl at the end? Does that signify it?
I look as menacing as possible.
You stop fail.
Laying out, you can see one of the four guys that was accompanying Tammy. See?
No, that's right. Tammy?
Or, sorry, recognizing, with Dong Hai. Yeah, look, read that.
Yeah?
Oh! Hey, boss! Boss is here! Let him in! Alright. Basically, imagine there are shells and whatnot kind of here as well.
You had to get the guy with the sniper rifle, didn't you? And his ammo monkey.
So you three basically get to the front door when Dong Hai looks up at you and goes, "Oh, hell no.
It's a trap! It's a trap! It's a trap!"
Sweet.
Your cards really do hate me, Andre.
My everything hates you.
Did you get anything special?
No.
He's going with
the... He goes at the same time as the minions.
Okay. He's curious.
Thwack!
Shank! And these are Kabbalites. Don't feel bad.
Okay.
They are meant to be filled with your steel.
I wasn't really caring anyway, because even if they weren't Kabbalites, they're criminals.
That's right. Crimes on society.
Eight.
Eight. You will hit him.
Not with the raise, though.
No raise.
Damn
you. I hope I didn't unknowingly pick the Horde War Machine Army.
Seven.
You will shake him! Ivan. Activate speed and charge. These guys in here actually have knives and pistols. The guys on the roof aren't.
You do have my dagger, so.
I have daggers.
You have two daggers.
He has silver daggers.
Oh, you bought your daggers.
Okay.
I tried to activate deflection.
You succeed.
You are now deflecting.
And I draw a knife. I'll draw a melee knife.
So you have quartrizing?
No. I draw a melee knife, but I'm specifying what knife I draw.
Well, then you would have failed your activation. Because remember?
Oh.
Drawing isn't.
I guess I just.
Okay. I'm deflecting! Their turn. So much for them being quiet, huh?
Yeah.
Hypocrites!
Yep.
Baru?
Have you learned to expect anything else from
Tessa? Baru? See anything over there? No? You? No? Hi. Hey, you see anything? Your mom. Shut up. Alright. Over down here. He will draw a knife and shank.
Except that he was shaking.
He will draw a knife
and shank. He will now draw a knife and shank you.
Does he have Kuzo?
No.
So that was a two?
That was indeed a two. Alright, this guy actually does have his pistol drawn, because they were actually in an argument.
Was it really a pistol, or was it a rifle that he <in his
pocket>? This is my pistol!
It's a revolver rifle.
It's possible in Trigun.
Alright, so draw. He will fire.
In Trigun, they had huge guns.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
No, you know who has huge guns?
Me! Oh, yeah!
Rifles or pistols?
I can tell just from what you tried to describe it as. A cartridge rifle.
The barrel's like as long as his arm.
Yep. Bong Hai will actually successfully draw his pistol and shoot you.
Me?
Yes, you.
Yes?
Nah, you're an American. You're obviously going to be the biggest threat here because you're used to having battles.
He shoots off your hat.
Catch.
Now it's got another bullet. You've heard gunfire since you're right next to the windows.
Aren't you American?
What happened? Push him off.
Withdrawal or something?
Who did this? Yes, Alta, you're this. I'm going to shake you.
That's my Alta
here. Me too.
I failed my quick draw class.
Actually, for me, usually it's staying right on the edge
just and like, to die
as I get up, stand up from
I will just draw my weapon.
No, I just tend to ignore the people who challenge me to duels. They just stand there taunting me. I draw my shotgun.
No, he does that really fast for like six seconds.
Yeah, 6 seconds, yeah.
Right, I can successfully say your deck doesn't completely hate me this time.
Right. One.
It would have given you a five.
Four.
If that's going fast.
Are they jumping down?
No, they're running to the skylights.
Ah, oh, that's what those are. Is this entire warehouse empty?
As I said, there are shelves and whatnot, but.
Okay.
Just say you run behind cover.
Alright. Shankopotamus.
Nope.
Bullet. Bullet. Bullet.
Uh-oh.
Not at this range. Run to cover. Bullet.
Nope.
Nope, sorry. Still no bullet. Yeah, gunfire is not a rough one.
What did I tell you? I'm trusting in them being a horrible shot.
He's actually a D8. He's actually kind of good. The rest of them are just rolling. Well, yeah. Anyway.
They're all rolling poorly.
One, it's okay. Two, three, that man is not there.
Five. I know. He is.
That he is.
Boom, again.
Is that five? Is that short range for your shotgun?
My sawed-off shotgun?
Yes.
That's why I moved right in. You're going to eat like a fish. Seven.
You hit him.
This is 3d6 since he's at short range.
That it is.
Boom, kick it. Eight.
He is indeed shaken. Haven.
Try to draw a throwing knife and a melee knife.
We established my shotgun.
Agility check.
Single shot, right?
Yes. You succeed. A raise doesn't do anything for you. Drama. You can still move if you want.
Let's see. I'll run down.
Run down the center!
Mini welts! Left side! Mini welts!
Jessica.
Alright. It was this one and this one?
Yes.
Okay. Let me shoot which ones. Okay. I will shoot this one from cover.
Bang!
Seven.
You hit him.
Alex summons a
helljack. Actually,
bone jack.
That will be a hit with a raise.
This is a helljack.
Add 4 to the damage because you got the drop.
Bone jack is a light warjack. A helljack is a heavy.
I see.
The first Empire gunman dies.
Yeah.
You should have expected it to be a horde army because you're playing the undead.
Undead.
8.
You still hit.
What I'll say is that
I have never seen
still no raise.
Any type of scenario
you
where undead are the solitary dudes.
Well, a raise is 4 above their parry.
Yeah,
parry.
I know,
five.
I know.
7.
What I'll say is this.
9.
Horde and Warbashir is different than Horde and Warhammer.
Haha.
This is true.
Another Empire gunman has died. As per usual, the Empire's dropping like flies.
Can I still move?
Yes, you can still move.
Who's there? That guy's there?
Yes.
Okay. 10, 15.
Yeah, no double for.
You use squares.
Oh.
Just squares.
Okay. Well, it's here, right?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That has been one of the best edges for you
ever.
It counteracts her poor rolling.
Her poor drawing?
Yes.
Hearts before diamonds. Stand and shoot, oh, it's not working!
6.
You'll hit him. Still no raise.
7.
You'll shake him. Jessica. Baru?
And I'll shoot the other one that's closest.
Okay. We'll give you, though, my heavy warjack is 3 points cheaper than Kador's big heavy warjack.
You know what?
In the battle box.
You do not have the drop one.
Nothing.
You shoot off his bowler hat.
How dare you.
Their turn. Baru? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're now. He is now at the crest. He's now also at the crest. Alright. This guy will fire at you while you're in cover. Yes. Both of those guys will fire at you while you're in cover. And both men.
That guy needs to shake off stunned.
He will not. He will stumble towards cover.
That guy was also stunned.
This guy was also shaken. He will unshake, but that is all he will do. This guy will fire at Ivan. 12. Yes, you're just in short. Boomer. Okay. Dong Hai will shoot Ryan. He will hit you with a raise. I'm going to stop at a 16.
You take
9. AP 1. You are wounded, sir.
Yeah.
Bam.
Soak.
Vigor, right?
Yes.
It is indeed a big L. You will still take a wound to the face.
Okay.
Gonna take it?
Minus one.
Yes!
Going once. Going twice. Oh, we got one. A new better!
There we are.
You soak his bullet to your face like it's